All right, folks, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes. We're constantly bombarded with expectations from ourselves, from our families, from society as a whole. Ever felt that crushing weight of I should be doing more, or I'm not good enough? Well, today we're tackling something crucial. Self-compassion. Not just because it feels good, although it definitely does, but because it's the bedrock of true mental well-being. Think about it, you wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, some support, and maybe even a little humor to lighten the mood. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment when we stumble? That inner critic can be a real pain in the neck. Today, we're unpacking the power of self-compassion and how it can revolutionize your mental health. Let me give you 5 key takeaways that will change the way you think about yourself starting right now. Number 1. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels vulnerable sometimes. It's acknowledging those imperfections as part of the human experience, not something to be ashamed of. Number 2. Cultivating self-compassion is like building a muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. You can start with simple things, treating yourself kindly when you feel discouraged, offering words of encouragement instead of criticism, and celebrating your small victories. Remember, progress isn't always linear, so be patient with yourself. Number 3. Self-compassion involves connecting with your own emotions without judgment. Ever had one of those days where everything feels overwhelming? Instead of pushing those feelings away or trying to ignore them, try acknowledging them. Say to yourself, it's okay to feel this way right now. Letting yourself experience your emotions fully can actually help you process them and move forward. Number 4. Self-compassion isn't just about feeling good, it's about acting with kindness towards yourself and others. When we treat ourselves with compassion, we're more likely to extend that same kindness to those around us. It creates a ripple effect of positivity. And finally, number 5. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep reminding yourself that you deserve love and kindness starting with yourself. Picture this. You're working on a big project, and things just aren't going your way. You're feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little hopeless. Your inner critic starts chirping in your ear, you're not good enough, or this is never going to work. Now imagine instead of letting those thoughts take over, you stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and say to yourself, hey, this is tough, but I'm doing my best. It's okay to feel frustrated. I'm allowed to struggle with this. You acknowledge the challenge without judgment and remind yourself that it's okay to not be perfect. That little shift in mindset can make all the difference. It allows you to approach the situation with more clarity, resilience, and even a bit of humor. Self-compassion doesn't mean giving up. It means showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding even when things get tough. So remember, folks, self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend, because you deserve it. Make sure to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra self-compassion. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us keep bringing you these everyday stoicism tips. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, and stay focused.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.